Oh, really? Damn it. Gosh. The one thing I forget to do. The one thing. There it is. All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Live streaming of this show available via Roku streaming devices, Apple TV, smart TVs, Amazon Echo, and many other devices. Visit tunein.alphageekradio.com to learn how to listen and watch live.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your New Year's couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
January 2nd, 2017.
And this is episode 211.
Woo!
You are really low.
I am?
You were, for some odd reason.
Is
I was like,
better?
The music was not loud. And I was like, did everyone hear Renee say the date? I mean, I don't know. It was kind of weird. But
I'm back, right?
I guess you're back. I mean, you got to say something before I can figure
it out. Hey, I'm back, y'all.
Okay, I guess you're back. I guess, so.
Okay, I'm good.
So what's going on, everybody? This is Jay. This is my lovely wife, Renee.
Hello.
And we are here in 2017.
Yay.
Man, I have made it 2 days in this year, babe.
And we didn't die.
Neither one of us have died. Yet. So what's yet mean? What do I mean by that?
I mean, we're all gonna die eventually is the thing.
Right.
So yet is yeah.
Yeah, so when I say yet, I'm not saying yet like we're gonna die
this year. But we are gonna die.
Yeah, so what's going on to everyone in the Valen Tavern? Who do we am I hot? Looking at this, I feel like that I'm hot.
Yes.
I mean,
you
like,
audio-wise,
I am
so
like...
so hot.
I am hot.
Like, super hot.
So, anyway, what's going on, Valen Tavern? Who do we have with us today in the Valen Tavern?
It's kind of full today. What the heck?
Hey, we're kicking off 2017, right?
I guess. We have Zabi and Muhogan.
What's
up? Melanor is here. JK Grammar and Dokador.
What's going on, Dokador?
Hi, everybody.
Yeah. So, we had a little... We had a little pre-show going on. So, one of the things I'm going to start doing that I kind of kicked off... I don't even know why I did it. But I think it's because I got live. I got Facebook Live. So, going always try to do a Facebook Live right before we kick off. Just because reasons. You know what I'm saying? You know... But I try not to do it so we know what we're going to talk about. But, you know, I was able to show off my cabin a little bit. So, it was pretty nice. It was pretty nice to kind of hang out with folks and stuff like that and kind of talk to them. And some of them may have came and they're watching the show now. So, thanks for watching. So, as we said last show, we have cut out... We just tried to cut out all the segments. And we just going to be like... just conversing here. So how did you feel about that last show? Do you feel like it was a success? Do you feel that it was successful?
I don't know. I wonder if we were rambling. It's like, I don't know whether we need that or not. It's just, you know,
right.
I like just talking sometimes.
Right. So tonight, Renee is drinking some reduced fat eggnog. Eggnog?
Yes.
I did have a little bit. It was very cinnamon and nutmeggy and, you know.
Thin.
It was not like the Costco eggnog. The Costco eggnog was thick.
And it's gone, isn't it?
It's gone, but it was like legit. It was like, I literally had to have bourbon in it to cut it.
Really?
It was, seriously.
You can't handle a little bit of...
Actually, it sat on top of my, where the closure was. And it would bubble. It was just bubbling. It was like...
It was pretty thick.
It was really thick.
That's how I like
my email.
And I
was like, oh, man. I
said that's how I like my email. That's how I like my eggnog.
That's how you like your email?
My email.
You like your email thick?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So everybody knows, when you see Renee, when you see in Renee an email, just make sure it's thick. All right. I am having W.L. Weller. I think it is Weller. I'm having Weller bourbon tonight. But yeah, we got a lot that happened since the last time we've been here. We had two holidays, including Christmas and New Year's. And as I said, we are the New Year's couple because, you know, Happy New Year's to everyone.
Year. And I have to say, Zabi says he's drinking the last of her New Year's Eve Asti Spumante. That makes me think of the song by Knockin' Boots by Candyman. Candyman?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So did he say something about Asti's Spumante?
Asti Spumante. Rocked with my posse. Yes.
What is Asti's Spumante anyway?
Champagne.
Oh, it's champagne?
It is.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
So is boiled custard the same as eggnog, or is it alike, or what?
Boiled.
Say it again.
Boiled.
No.
Nope.
Say it like
boiled.
Say it like you said it the first time.
Boiled.
Oh, please say it like you said it the first time.
No.
Bold. B-O-L-E-D.
Bold. I don't know. How you spell it?
How would you say B-O-L-E-D?
B-O-L-E-D.
How would you
That's
say
not it? A word I would even say. Boled. Because that's not a word I would say. What is that? What is B-O-L-E-D? Is that a word?
No.
Oh, okay.
Bold. But that's what it sounded like. Bold. Okay.
Bold.
How do you say B-O-L-D?
B-O-L-D. Bold.
How do you say boiled?
Bold. What?
Who says it's
bold?
Bold. It sounds the same thing.
Bold. You are a very bold person.
Right.
That egg, I want my eggs bold.
It's the same.
All right, come on now. So I'm waiting for the Valentine for this one, damn it, because...
Your bold sounds like bold.
No, that is a bold move, Renee. I love my eggs bold.
Bold. Oh, what?
Bold.
See, you just add like an extra...
No, that's like... It's not the same. It's not the same.
I love your country.
What's going on, Udella? Udella has showed up. What's up? Oh, my God. Udella and Diddy are back.
Yay.
Nah. But nah, it's good seeing everyone. So I guess my bold. That is not, it's not.
Okay.
It has like a U. Okay. So bold has like a, it's like a B-U.
Why does boiled have a U in it? There is no U in that word.
It's like when I used to call my teacher, that was Miss Davis. I used to call her Miss Davis.
Okay.
Miss Davis. I didn't say Miss Davis.
Lou Hogan said it sounds a little different. So.
Yeah. So, but it's like Miss, like I said Miss Davis. Like now I say Miss Davis, but I used to say Miss Davis.
But you still say bold.
And I still say bold. And so
it's cute.
You know,
I love it.
So, you know, I never realized I said boiled that way until I went to China. Because this was like in 2002 when I was in China, I was talking to our tour guide when we were in Beijing. We were riding the bus up to the Great Wall, and I was talking to her and I said, you know, do you guys have like boiled eggs? And she was like, what? She thought I was saying like bull eggs or something like that. And she,
AKA bull testicles.
I don't know, but
I
yeah.
I totally made that up.
So wouldn't that be bulls don't have ovaries.
No, they do not.
So what are the female equivalent of bulls?
Cow.
Really? Yeah. Yeah. Huh. So a male. So wait a minute. So, all right. So is a can. A, so is a cow female only?
Yes.
Really? Okay. So, wow. Okay.
So you thought cow was included bulls too?
I thought cows were just a species. I mean, not a species. Yeah, I thought it was like
it's female only.
Female only. Well, damn.
I love you, babe.
So what about like hamburger meat? Hamburger meat come from what?
Cows. They don't raise bulls for meat.
That's kind of messed up a little bit.
They use bulls for semen.
So the females get
heifer. I have heard it called a heifer.
Now, heifer, yeah. Okay, so, yeah, sow's a pig, isn't it? Sow's a female pig.
But I've heard of
heifer. See, thanks,
I've heard
Diddy.
Of heifer, but cow is still female only.
Cow is still female only? Okay, all right. So, I've heard of a heifer, and I that's why I always thought.
Okay, a heifer is a young female cow that has not had a calf. So, after the cow has a baby, it is a cow. It's a heifer before the baby, a cow after the baby.
So it's a heifer before, then a cow. But then, so a calf.
A heifer is a cow, but a. So all heifers are cows, not all cows are heifers.
Huh. Well, Miles asked, say, you're so country that you didn't know that between, you know, cows and bulls. So here's the thing. I'm country. We had pigs. We ain't had no damn cows. Pigs were easier and cheaper. So, and we raised tobacco and all the other stuff. So cows, that wasn't online. I wasn't like, you know, in Texas where. So what a steer.
Steer is female.
Steer is a female.
Male, sorry. I don't know why I said female.
So steers are cows, right?
Yeah. Steer's a cow.
So now I'm confused. You just said a steer is a cow.
No, sorry. They're the same. Look, a male domestic bovine animal that has been castrated and raised for beef. So males are raised for beef. Huh, I didn't know that.
Nah, ha, ha.
Ha! Been castrated. Bulls have balls, steers do not.
Okay, there we go. So cows are both female and male.
Right.
But that's not what you said.
Okay, all right. All heifers are cows, not all cows are heifers.
You know what?
All steers are bulls, not all bulls are steers.
So, have you noticed this past 3 or 4 days, we've had these conversations where, like, all something is something, but not all something is that. Like, all of A is B, but not all of B is A.
Yeah.
Like we were talking about bourbon, saying, like, all bourbon is whiskey, because Renee was swearing up and down that bourbon was just whiskey. Like, if someone made the same whiskey in outside of Kentucky, it can't be called bourbon. But she found out it wasn't true. But what we found out was that all bourbon is whiskey, but not all whiskey is bourbon.
Yeah.
You know.
I think we need a Venn diagram for this.
We do.
I love Venn diagrams. They're so simple, and you know exactly what they're saying as soon as you see it.
So Diddy saying
would be like
a so bigger. Diddy said a castrated male cow is a steer.
Yeah.
So we have cows. Right?
Which are female.
No, we don't. I thought cows could be male and female. I thought we were saying cows could be male and female.
Cattle, colloquially cows.
Shut up, JK. Talking about. that's called constructing the logical agreement, argument, whatever.
Here, terminology.
All right, here we go.
An intact adult male is called a bull.
All right.
It's called a young unmarked wild bull in Australia is called a Mickey, by the way.
Okay.
An unbranded bovine of either sex is a Maverick. So if it's not branded.
Okay.
Anyway, an adult female that has a calf or two is a cow.
Say it one more time.
An adult female that has a that had a calf or two is a cow.
Okay.
A young female before she has had a calf is a heifer.
Okay.
Young cattle of both sexes are called calves until they are weaned, and then weaners. W-E-A-N-E-R-S.
Okay.
And that they're between 1 and 2 years of age, they're yearlings. A castrated male is called a steer.
Okay.
Also called bullocks in other parts.
Okay. Okay. So a male cow.
A castrated male kept for draft purposes is an ox.
Okay. All right. So JK said. JK said, technically there's no such thing as a male cow. I mean, he's in Texas, right? Yeah.
This says right here, the adjective applying to cattle in general is usually bovine. The terms bull, cow, and calf are okay. also used by extension to denote the sex or age.
Okay. All right, cool. So bovine. So if I'm saying the cow, I'm on might as well go ahead and say it's female.
Let me
Did you fart? No. Oh. That was loud.
Can I just say that we spent way too much time talking about bovines?
That's a deep conversation that we just had.
JK asked they said they had an important question.
Okay, what's the question?
The really important question is, how does Jay pronounce boiled, bold, broiled, bull?
All right, so let's see. I have to see, where is this at? Did he send that to you in a message?
No.
All right, so boiled, bold, broiled bull. There you go. I'll do it.
Say it again.
All right.
And say it like you normally say. Don't try
okay.
to say it.
I want a boiled, bold, broiled bull. All right. Okay, if I'm going to do it, you need to do your CPK, take my order. All right.
I don't remember that.
I don't know. You wing it. I don't give a damn. Wing it. Wing it. Just wing it.
Hi. Welcome to CPK.
Hi.
I'm Renee, and I'll be taking care of you all today. All
right. Great. Cool.
Can I start you off with a soda or a lemonade?
I'll take some hot water with lemon, please. I think I'm ready to order.
Okay. All right. You can, what can I get for you?
Let me get your special today. Can I get your bold, broiled bull?
Would you like that on thin crust or thick crust?
I like it on thin crust. Gluten-free, please.
All right. I'll go ring that in for you, and I'll be right back with some bread for you. All right.
No, I don't need the bread because okay. I had surgery and it might get stuck. But thank you anyway.
Okay.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, you are so stupid.
All right. Thanks, babe, for doing that. So... Mal's asking the hot water with lemon. So, Mal, with my lap band, if I hadn't eaten for a long time, it tightens up at the top. And what the hot water does, the hot water kind of opens it up so that I can eat. Because sometimes it's been so long since I have eaten or something like that, or anything's passed through it, that, it's real tight. So the hot water usually opens it up. And I can just drink hot water. But I drink the hot water to kind of open it up. Kind of like if I have soup, you know, like sometimes if I just do soup, that'll go down easier unless it's a thick soup like that Costco eggnog. But yeah, so that's why I always have something hot in the morning. So I usually, when I get up, I make my coffee or hot tea or hot water. I'll have that as soon as I get up so that I can eat something, hopefully, within the next 30 minutes to an hour. So if I don't do that, I won't be eating breakfast until 8:30, 9 o'clock.
I'm dreading you having to, like, if we go out to eat and order hot water, in front of my dad because my dad always got crap to say.
So I don't drink while I'm eating. So me drinking the hot water is because food usually comes out in like 15 minutes. So I have a few sips just to open up within that 15 minutes. I normally don't drink while I'm eating. So there's that. I don't, you know.
Yeah,
because here's what happens. Let me tell you what happens if I drink while I'm eating. This is what happens because I did it once. Because I got some food stuck. So I was eating and everything. This happened when we went to Red Lobster. Okay. Something had gotten stuck. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna try to it was really hurting. So I said, maybe I'll drink something to try to get it down. And I just took a sip of water, and what happened is it was stuck over top of the hole there, and the water came on top of it. And just think of it, as soon as that water hit it, it just clamped down and just wedged in there, and my body was like, and so I was like, you know, I can't remember what I grabbed something and you know, did it in that. I can't remember what it was that I kind of did that
in.
But yeah, so no, I don't drink while I'm eating because I don't want it to come right back up. I mean, it'll go down, hit, and it'll just, the reflux, it'll happen. And it'll just be like, blah. So no, I don't eat while I don't. All right, so we had Christmas. We saw Rogue One. We saw a movie, right?
Yeah, we actually went and saw a movie, had a date.
Yeah, we had a date. We went and saw Rogue One. And then after the movie, Renee put up a Facebook post. And you would have thought that she said I don't even know what you could have said. You could have said, hey, we slept on babies.
Star Wars is the worst series ever made.
Yeah.
Basically is what I felt like I said.
Right,
by the
right.
reactions I got.
So, there, you know, a lot of people were kind of like, had their opinions. They didn't agree with how we felt about Rogue One.
I was lukewarm on it. Yeah. It wasn't bad.
Right.
It wasn't great. It's like, I could have waited for it to come on Netflix and I wouldn't be upset. It's just, it didn't tickle my, you know, Star Wars kind of thing. But I was thinking, maybe it didn't do that because it wasn't supposed to be like a full-on story. So maybe I was expecting too much out of Rogue.
Well, I think what it was, I know for me, when I saw Rogue One, I will say I kind of thought when they were like, oh, you know, these are some rebels. They're, you know, I was kind of thinking it was going to be like Firefly and Star Wars, where we were going to see this ragtag group. Or like Guardians of the Galaxy. So let's say Guardians of the Galaxy or Firefly. So we had this ragtag group of misfits, you know, scheming to take down, you know, the Imperials. But it was kind of the same, you know.
Right.
And it wasn't that. And that's what I was hoping for. I was hoping for more story. They jumped around a bunch of planets for the first...
Oh my God!
After movies,
there were like 15 planets in the first 5 minutes.
Right.
It's like, can't y'all pick a planet and stay there and build something? I didn't care about the characters. I really didn't. I was like, they can die, and I don't really care.
You know. So
I'm not do a spoiler, but.
But yeah, so we'll just kind of leave it at that. I mean, I thought it was going to be more a ragtag group of misfits. You know, that were...
That's your kind of thing. You yeah. like ragtag groups of misfits.
I do. I mean, people that you wouldn't think would normally be together. You know, I thought we was going to... Yeah. So that's kind of what I was looking for in it. And, you know, I wouldn't say I got that, you know. So it's all good. We saw it on New Year's Eve, so the Friday before.
That's not a thing.
I mean, Christmas Eve.
That's not a thing either.
2 days before Christmas.
Christmas Eve is not a thing.
Sure it is.
It's not.
Happy Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Anyway, so yeah, Rogue One, meh, I can't wait for the next one because I think it's going to be better.
Yeah. So we did that, and then Christmas came around, so we spent a lot of time with family and friends. The girls had a blast.
Yep, we did the Christmas Eve thing with my family.
We stayed over there for a long time, too.
We go over there, and we just chill out, and we just, you know, it's all about family. In the morning, the girls got their presents.
They did.
They got some power cars and a big old easel that they love.
Yep, they love their easel.
And a big kitchen.
Yep.
So, yep. And then they got some stuff from the family. We went over to my mom's house and, oh, things. All right. This holiday is about family and food. The two F's.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas is about the two F's. Family, food, fun. Fun just sounds weird. Because family and food are already fun. That's kind of redundant. But yeah, it's really good. We had dressing and yams, sweet potato pie.
I made the ham.
Ham.
Mac and cheese.
Turkey, mac and cheese, green beans, collard greens. These rolls from called Mrs. Schubert rolls. They are good. Y'all better go get y'all some.
Say that one more time. Mrs. who?
Mrs. Schubert.
Mrs. Schubert rolls. Dad got like 20 packages of those.
Schubert.
And he made 20 sweet potato pies.
And there was so much food. We had 9 people, 10 people, and we made enough food for like 20. So
yeah, so one thing that I did find out, I made a mac and cheese, and I was trying to be cool. Well, not cool, but I was trying to break the pans out so I can get it all done. I think next time I'm going to cook all the mac and cheese, I'm going to get the turkey pan. I'm going to get a turkey pan.
I was surprised they got all those tiny little ones.
Because I was like, they didn't have a big one.
Oh. But they had all sold out.
Well, they had a big turkey pan. I was like, I don't need a turkey pan. But actually, I did. So I should have got a turkey pan. So the mac and cheese was a little dry. So I'm going to do better next year. So, but yeah. Yeah. So we did that. We kind of, like Renee said, we kind of did low-key with the holidays and stuff like that, which was great. There was no pressure for buying presents. And I mean, we did presents, but it was just like little stuff. Like, we got everyone, we bought an 8-pack of the tile. Tile? How do you say it, Renee?
Tile.
What did I say? Tile?
No. I say tile.
Okay, make sure I'm saying it right. You
towel.
Know, I'm all conscientious.
See, towel and tile, I do say those different.
So, we got those for everyone so that, you know, the family has a little hard time keeping track of their keys and their phones. So that allows them to locate their keys and all this other stuff. So, we got an 8-pack and
it works great. I've used it a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, I use them also. So, and it's TILE is what it is. So, Just want to make sure everyone knows what it is. So check it out. It's pretty cool. Little gadget that works with your smartphone. And then after Christmas, we kind of ate food. Me, Dad, Chris, and Demetrius, the men of the family. We went downtown and we took a walk downtown and did some photography. And kind of just hung out, listened to Dad tell some of his war stories. And then we was going back to the car and he just passed gas. And it was rotten. It was so bad. It was so bad. Cause when we got there, Demetrius had got there and he was eating in the car. You know how we are about don't take food in the car.
Right.
And I was like, man. And then we got out of the car. He left his plate in there.
Oh, no, he didn't.
And I was like, I'm not going to say anything, but I wanted to say something so bad. And then we got back to the car. That's when the smell hit. And it was kind of like, okay, what is that smell? It was like, what is that? Did Demetrius have collard greens and they're just sitting there just fermenting in the car? And then D was like, I didn't have collard greens. And I was like, Dad, did you fart? You know, he was like, yeah, I was just waiting for it to come over there to you.
Oh, my God.
I was like, really, man?
Okay.
I was like, man.
All right.
What's up, Teddy D? We got Mr. Teddy D from the Black Astronaut Podcast here. What's going on, Teddy? I watched a lot of House. over the weekend, and then Renee and I had a discussion of a living will, thanks to none other than who do we have to thank for that?
For what?
For the living will that you asked for.
Grey's Anatomy.
So what season of Grey's Anatomy are you in?
10, I think.
10? Okay.
9 or 10.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I was like, oh my God, we need to have somebody to keep our kids. And no. What was it mainly about? Oh, I said, hey, if I need to be taken care of in any kind of way, turn life support off. Like, I don't...
What do you mean? So anyway, we're not going to have a discussion right now. Any kind of way. I don't. Any like, kind of way like, is very okay. Vague.
If I can't wipe my own butt.
So if you're quadriplegic.
Yeah.
And you're breathing and you can talk and everything else.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
I get to choose.
No. Yep. If you could talk and everything else. So if you're telling me if you're Stephen Hawking and Stephen Hawking.
Well, Stephen Hawking's brilliant. You can't waste that.
Oh.
I'm not brilliant.
Whatever. Now you've been silly.
I'm not. I'm serious.
No. See, this is probably where we're going to disagree.
Okay.
On this.
That's fine. Wait,
that's not up to me. That's assisted suicide stuff.
Okay.
And that's, like I said, you're going to have to explain that to the kids. With, you know, so if, when they get of age and where they can understand stuff, we're going to lay it out. This is what mom wants to do. And you're going to have to explain to them your choice. And you're going to have to hear what they have to say. And from that, you'll make your decision. And I'm pretty sure you'll probably be like your dad on that topic. So, but anyway.
Maybe.
I probably need to drink a little bit more to have to talk about that. You know, because, maybe I'll probably start crying or something like that.
Really?
So, probably. I mean, because you're like, if you're talking, if you can still say, I love you, if you can eat on your own, like, if someone feeds you, if they hold a spoon for you or something like that, it's like, but you can chew your food, you can swallow, you don't have to be on a ventilator. You're saying if you can't wipe your ass, you out. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, that's what I'm hearing, but that definitely is being written because you know. So maybe I was gonna say, well, maybe when we had to put that, I had to put that enema in your. You should have just ended it there since you couldn't do it yourself.
Can't with you.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, I don't know. You know, one of the things when we did talk about it, I was like, you have to give me time. If that's what you want to be done, we have to put like a stipulation in there that I need to have some kind of, like not hospice, I guess, like when the hospice people bereavement time or some kind of time where I have to, you know, okay, we're gonna go pull the switch, you know, or whatever.
Right.
So, but man, assisted suicide on because you can't wipe your
Ta-da.
Ass.
Surprise Valentine cast.
That's pretty deep, man.
I mean, I didn't think it was that deep. I mean,
You gonna be wiping my ass. Unless you don't want to wipe my ass.
I hire a nurse for that.
Well,
I'll do it if I have to. You know, I love you. I'll do it if I have to. Anyway, so yeah, Grey's Anatomy, I am ripping through it, and it is soap opera-y, and some of the scenarios are ridiculous, like flat out no kind of things. But I'm still going. It's cool. I'm watching.
Yeah.
And next unpopular opinion.
So, before we get to Westworld.
Yes.
So, is that a pride thing?
What?
Like, you're unable to wipe, if you can't wipe your ass, is that a pride thing? Is it kind of like, is that like,
I don't know. I just don't want anybody taking care of me like that. Probably I don't, like, I don't want to be a burden. It's probably what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to go to counseling for that before you decide.
Do we really
to do
need
that.
To go to counseling for that?
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah, because
my body, my choice.
Okay, I'm not gonna argue that. I mean, that's like saying, you know, my body, my choice. I mean, how can anyone argue with that? That's like somebody saying, God told me. Okay, all right. I guess I can't argue with that. So,
well. This might not happen for like decades. So.
You don't know. That could happen this weekend.
It could.
That could happen this weekend. So, yeah. I don't know.
I will evaluate it at the time and we'll see. How's that? Is that better?
Hey, you do what you need to do. You need to find out before you go to Charleston.
Oh, God.
You know. Okay. Renee don't believe in that sickness and health. She's going to take me out in the field. So
I am not going to take you out in the field.
JK, can I come live with you? JK, will you wipe my ass for me? I'm gonna come live with you. Because if I get on a ventilator, Renee going to take me out in the back. Going to be like, hey, Jay, look at the roses. You know, look at the roses. I'm like, oh, what? Pow. Oh, shit. You know.
That's kind of about Westworld.
I'm going to go live with JK, man.
Let's go sit. Tell JK, everybody JK how horrible Westworld was. No.
I'll make JK laugh. We can watch like sappy movies and cry together. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm gonna do. So JK, come pick me up if I get hurt real bad. That's fine, JK. I'll write you in. I'll write you in somewhere. It'd be like $10 or something. Okay, so Westworld. Next popular unpopular opinion.
It wasn't terrible. So, I was just kidding when I said that.
What was terrible?
Oh, I said, let's talk about how terrible Westworld is,
so Renee and I we started watching Westworld. I mean, we watched it all in about what? 2 weeks?
If that.
It may have been like a week and a half. So when we finished Westworld, it's kind of like,
it was like, that's it.
Okay.
Like, that's what I was supposed to be excited about.
And I will say Bernard's story kind of threw me, you know.
Yeah, threw me off.
That was like, whoa.
I
was like, oh, snap. You know, that happened, right? And I was like, what the world? And then, so I was expecting that, and then it kind of went, you know, how it did. And I was like, that was just really weird. And it was, to me, from everyone being so excited about it, I felt it was a disappointment. But I will say, after talking with a few folks on Facebook, like with Nikki and I think Lisa, like some of the things that Lisa has said about like the costumes and some of the character interactions and stuff like that.
Costumes are beautiful.
I like that. I did like that.
Gorgeous.
So I like that. But then, you know, when Nikki was like, you know, that's kind of one of those shows you can't like binge, you know, and I guess it kind of makes sense a little bit, that, you know, binging it probably didn't do well. And maybe it was just one of those things. I mean, we were trying to catch up.
But I don't have to. I don't want to have to listen to a podcast about a show.
Right. So that was the thing.
It's like,
it was kind of like, no. but that's where people are like, that gives you the whole week to chew on it for the next show. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we didn't have that. We just went straight into the next.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we were watching two shows a night, you know. And maybe I'll go back by myself. And maybe I'll rewatch it, you know.
And then you can tell me if you change your mind, and then I'll rewatch it.
And maybe I'll watch it a little at a time when I'm not watching House, you know. And maybe that'll change my tune. But, I mean, like, right now, I'm not impressed. I will say Nikki and Lisa have both changed my mind about season two.
Okay.
I'll probably watch season two since everybody was like, that's a prelude story. But my thing is, why are you going to use 10 episodes to do a prelude story? I don't understand that. You know, it's just kind of one of those things, you know, and I don't know, you know.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So it's almost like maybe I shouldn't have watched it.
Yeah, I mean, people because, were incredulous that we didn't like it.
I know.
Like,
somebody
like,
told
like,
me
they were wanting explanations up and down.
Yeah, they was like, "Why'd you not like this?" Like, you know, it's kind of like,
sorry,
you know,
it just didn't tickle me.
If somebody, and then what did that Harden do say? He was like, "If you must have."
Oh, if you didn't get it, then.
If you didn't like it, you meant
something
like we wasn't deep enough to get it. So it's kind of like, you know, okay. F you, dude. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever.
Basically.
Because it was so deep and meaningful to you, man. That's cool.
Yeah,
but
basically, if you don't get it, then you're stupid.
Is yeah.
What the message I got. Yeah. I was like, no.
So, I mean, you know, I'm probably going to go back and just kind of slowly watch it. Maybe I'll listen to the Room podcast.
You know what? See, that would probably be interesting to listen to a podcast, even though I've already...
So,
you know,
so yeah, I'm gonna have to go and hunt down all the Rune podcasts and kind of listen to those because I avoided them because they're all in one feed. And I was like, I have to stop listening because I'm gonna get spoiled on something. So, yeah, so I don't know, you know, it's whatever. I may go back, I may not, who knows, we'll see. You know, people like things, some people don't like things, so it's okay. You know, I like bourbon.
I don't like bourbon.
Renee does not like bourbon. That's fine. She's not. She doesn't want me to knock her off because she doesn't like bourbon. But she doesn't want me to knock her off because she want me to wipe her ass. I mean, I don't get it.
Talk to me about Troll Hunter.
So Troll Hunter is a Netflix original show. It's a cartoon, and think of Avatar, the first bender, airbender. Think of that, the last airbender.
Okay.
But with Troll Hunters. And it's almost like that. It's really good. Hmm. I actually stopped watching it because I want to watch it with
you. Oh, okay. It's
but,
pressure. I have to like
there it. Were grown men at Christmas watching it because I had told them about it. And they finished the whole season one.
Really?
So Troll Hunters is pretty good. It's about this kid who happens across this item that turns him to a troll hunter and gives him special abilities.
Hmm.
And this item came from an actual troll hunter and it was calling to him. So it's pretty good. So I stopped watching. And then on New Year's Eve, we watched The Godfather.
We did.
This was our first time watching The Godfather from beginning to end. We've seen all the popular memes, the popular clips, the fishes, the horse head, and all the other stuff.
Yeah, I heard and, the lines.
Yep, all the lines. So we watched it. And I was pleased with it. It was pretty good. I have to admit it was pretty good. It holds up.
And to say a film like that holds up is saying a lot. Because,
yeah.
it's an old movie.
Right, right.
So I enjoyed it.
Right. So it was good. JK, let me suggest to you, if you can get the DVD collection off of Amazon for like $12, I think you'll enjoy it. So, or you can just rent it for like $4. But by the time you rent all three of them, which I'm told you're not supposed to watch the third one because it's absolutely terrible, has made Renee and I want to watch the third one. So we got that. Renee, you had your team party on New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve.
And I took the girls with me. I didn't have a babysitter, so I was like, oh, I can't go. And they were like, just bring them along. And I thought they were kidding when they said it the day before, but they were serious. So I was like, well, all right. Took them along, and so, yeah. It actually turned out pretty good.
Yeah.
So, good.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah. I handled them pretty well.
Good job, babe.
They didn't drive me too crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then also on that same day, I went and played two Blood Bowl games.
We got to talk about the gift I got from my team thing.
Oh, so what's
oh,
the
well,
gift?
We can
talk are you talking about the later. Strip? Oh, so one of the gifts.
Yeah, and we people want to talk about.
Well, and people on the Facebook Live saw it. But Renee, one of the gifts that she got was the LED lighting kit. So I was able to light up my bourbon cabinet. So
it was a good pick. I saw it and I was like, huh, Jay's been looking for lights. See, that was an example of a thoughtful gift.
But she doesn't want to wipe my ass.
Can we just end the podcast right here? Is that acceptable?
We got 10 minutes. You got 10 minutes of me talking about how you don't want me to wipe your ass.
I don't have to talk.
You don't have to talk, but then everybody will just leave. You're the only reason people come.
I doubt that.
And then, so, what's the what else we got going on? Renee's heading out of town this weekend.
Woo! Sorry.
She's excited. I'm excited, super excited for you.
I get to be by myself. Like, I love Jay to
She gets to
death.
Be single. She gets to see what it's like when I can't wipe my ass and she sends me to JK's to live the rest of my life.
I love Jay to death.
But
this
to
is
the
time for
ass.
Me not to have to say, hey, babe, what do you want to eat? I don't have to ask anybody. I just think internally, what do I want to eat? I don't have to think about what I want to eat and what Jay wants to eat. It's very simple. It's very simple. Like, just me. I just have to worry about me. I don't have to worry about if you're tired. Even if you're not, I wonder if you are.
So, do you? You wonder if I'm tired?
If we like out doing things.
Really?
Yeah, like I was worried about you when we went out shopping today.
Why?
Because I thought, I was like, man, he probably wants to go home.
Man, if I'm ready to go home, I'm like, babe, I'm going home. See, that's your problem on that one.
It is.
So that's not me. But yeah, so Renee's gonna be out.
I'm super excited. I got my dress for the wedding. It's the black and white one that I really like. Bought a shrug to go with it because it's going to be unseasonably cold while I'm there, of course.
So I have to ask, do you expect, so I'm not to call you, right?
No, you can call me.
Oh, no. I don't even. So it's like.
Why?
Because
babe,
I don't
not
want.
Like
because
I'm pretending to not be with you.
Because I don't want you to think about us. I want you.
You don't want me to think about you all?
I mean, you just said you want to just think about yourself.
No.
You're not going to be wondering.
That's not what I meant.
So
I said think about myself.
So here's the thing then. So you can't call me like, what the girls eat.
Okay.
You can't be checking up on the girls.
Okay.
You'd be like, did Maya have an accident? I'm like, shut up. You ain't supposed to ask.
Okay. Fine.
You don't care.
Fine.
You said you didn't want to have to worry about that.
Deal.
But yeah, so she's gonna be out of town. I'm excited for her. She deserves it and everything else.
Thanks.
So
I get a final plane by myself. I haven't done that in forever.
I'm waiting for her to send me somewhere. I'm gonna see where she's gonna send me.
No.
So
you wait. I chose I was going to Charleston. You didn't pick that I was going to Charleston.
No. I'm waiting for the trip where you can be like, Jay, go by yourself.
Oh, well, that can be any trip.
Oh, y'all hear that? I'm coming to Nerdtacular by myself.
Except Nerdtacular. Except Nerdtacular. Not Nerdtacular. But yeah. Any other trip? Sure.
Sure. But yeah, so have fun in Charleston.
Thank you.
Tell Raina I'm sad that I didn't get to see her.
I will.
She that was the only reason I really wanted to go. Not the only reason. I want to see David also. But,
really?
Okay. But they're getting married and stuff too, so
they are.
They're not gonna have time.
Yeah. Like when people get married,
you're not gonna have time to hang out with them, are you?
No.
Okay.
No. When people get married, they don't have time to hang out with.
Except us. We
Yeah.
Because Renee had everything which was amazing. So, but yeah, so, anyway, man, Gen Con, really, Mahogany, Gen Con is horrible. That's Indianapolis. I mean, who wants to spend the weekend in Indianapolis? That's not like Charleston. That's like going to Gary, Indiana almost, so. I'm not even sure. Would I want to go to a conference. because it'd be like, I go there and get con crud.
And bring it home?
Yeah. Because it's like, you're not going to bring con crud back. At least I hope not.
How? No. I'm not
going
to be.
You know how germs get spread, right? That's how. You're going to be in a plane.
That's true.
But it's like, how am I going to get concrete? You know, you're going to be in an airplane. That's how it's going to happen.
That's true. You can go Dragon Con by yourself.
Man, we already talked about it. We may not even be doing Dragon Con.
No, this is true.
So, we know where Dragon Con's at right now. So, let's not. See, y'all give me little shit places to go. Anyway.
Go to Vegas.
I could go to Vegas.
Boom.
I don't know if I know anybody in Vegas. I have to go with Brian.
You don't have to know. Oh, like.
I do. I mean, that's like.
Why don't you go on a trip with somebody to Vegas?
That's not just what I said.
You don't know. You just said, I don't know anybody in Vegas.
But then I said, maybe I can go with Brian or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
There you go.
But, you know. Anyway. So. What else you been doing, Renee? You been reading some books?
I have been reading a ton of books. So, I am off of my physical book series, and I am reading currently the Dark Tower series, because the first one, I remember it was kind of weird to me, but on the second read-through, it was pretty good. And the second book is freaking amazing so far. Like, the second book is way better than the first, and I'm so glad I decided. It is crazy awesome. So I'm excited about that, and I have all of them but one downloaded to my Amazon Fire. So, and I'm liking it. Also am binge watching series on Netflix. I finished The Crown. That was good. So, yeah, so I'm in a reading frenzy.
Uh-huh.
And do we want to mention BookBub?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jay found out about BookBub. It is a website that features ebooks that are on sale. So free or heavily discounted. And you can just click a button and you can download it right to your ebook. Depository. And there are a lot of books. Most of them are romance novels. There are some mystery, sci-fi in there, you know.
Yeah.
But you pick your preferences, too. So you can just look by category.
Right. So like Renee said, BookBub, like I picked up a fantasy book called The Nameless Dwarf. Got all three of them for like 99 cents. They'll send you a list of books that are on like a limited special that day. So if you like reading electronic books and stuff like that, that would, you know, be amazing. And speaking of books, think of Kyrene, Chronicles of Kalan, Book 1 by Nikki Moore, Zabi in the Valen Tavern. Go pick it up on Amazon.com. Search for Kyrene, K-Y-R-E-E-N.
Ooh, and you can bookmark it, too.
Bookmark what?
You can bookmark books, certain books.
Damn it, Renee. You can bookmark Kyrene also.
Well, in BookBub, is Kyrene on BookBub?
No. It's not on sale. It's only 99 cents, folks. Go out.
Even if it's not on sale, that they have other ones not on sale, then you can bookmark if they do become on sale.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, cool. Well, babe, I think it's time to end the show.
All right. I'm cool with that.
I'm sad.
Why are you sad?
I don't want anything to happen to you on the plane.
Really?
I don't want anything to happen where you can't wipe your ass.
All right, y'all. Talk to y'all later.
And if you want to listen to us or you want to catch up with us, you can check out what we're doing. You can reach us by email at thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed, that is Valentine Cast.
The Facebook page is facebook.com/ValentineCast.
Oh, video, is it kicking in or something?
And prior.
What? It must be kicking in.
Quick.
Is that kicking in or something?
Maybe, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Video can be seen of this and previous episodes at youtube.com. facebook.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is the cowboy, that's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is the ice flow.
T-H-E-I-C-E-F-L-O-W.
We're going to get out of here before he...
It's 9:30.
All right.
And Renee gave me the look, so I guess...
I didn't give you a look.
The stuff kind of kicked in, so...
The stuff did kick in, though, but I didn't give you a look.
Toby's walking the hallway. Yep, I saw his little asshole go by.
Okay, all right. We'll talk to y'all later. You all have a great week. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
You're just kind of talking over me now.
Yeah, because I know how you are when you get...
Did y'all know Renee, when she talks about me, when I get a little buzz, she says he, like I'm a different person.
It's funny. I didn't mean to, and I kept saying it. And you know what? Now I'm just going to keep it.
It's just like there's Jay.
So
and
you
what's the other Jay?
I don't know. I need to think of a name for your... Right now, I just call him Drunk Jay. But I need to think of something else to call him besides Drunk Jay.
Hey, Valentine Everin people. Thanks for being with us, Teddy. We got to get up sometime, man. We live like in the same city and stuff,
dude,
man.
It's crazy.
We should, you know, I know life is busy and stuff.
I think it's why people take it for, like, who live in the city.
Yeah, we take it for granted.
We take it for granted. Like,
I don't want you to come up talking about you going to move to Cleveland or some shit. And then I'm like.
Like, hey, I'm moving next week.
I'm like, what? You moving to Cleveland? We could have been hanging out all this time. All right, Diddy. You Della. So you guys keep it held down out there. Let me know how the air fryer goes if y'all get it. Dokador, how's everything out in Nebraska? Malinor, you my brother, man. You like the Canadian. You like Canadian Jay up there, keeping it real.
Mulhogan,
Mulhogan and Zobby. Let me know when y'all coming up. If y'all coming up. If y'all change your mind, I understand. I'm not the best company. Everybody comes and hangs around me because of Renee. Because she cool. And the girls, too.
True. The girls are what everybody comes for.
I love you all.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. I got to tell everybody about my camera.
Boops.
This is Alpha Geek Radio.